There's a term, productivity, that you tend to hear a lot when, particularly in election campaigns, when people are talking about the economy. And here in New Zealand, it's often talked about because of our low productivity, and that's seen as a big challenge for the economy. So what does productivity mean, and why do we need to be better? Kiwi economist Paul Conway has been invited by the World Bank to talk in Turkey next week about New Zealand's productivity and what can be learnt from our experience. And he's on the line to help explain exactly what productivity is. Hi there, Paul.
Hey, Jesse. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good. You shared quite an alarming graph on Twitter earlier.
Yeah.
Showing what exactly?
Got a bit of reaction. I guess I was, unpleasantly surprised to see that productivity in New Zealand, which is a measure of how much value add we create for each hour that we go to work, is currently about the same as it is in Turkey. I think it's important to say that we're still a wealthier country than Turkey. Our average incomes are still higher than in Turkey. But the reason for that is that we work more hours per capita than the Turks do on average.
Why is productivity an important way to measure an economy?
Productivity is kind of one of those words that doesn't really sound that great. To my mind, it sort of sounds like a foreign multinational buys your business and sacks a third of the workers and expects the remaining people to work twice as hard. Mm. But that certainly isn't what productivity is. It's, economists, we think about it as sort of how much output we create from our inputs. So it's how much value add we're creating in an economy, conditional on how many resources we're using. So if we lift productivity, that means that we're creating more value add from the same base of resources, or we could create the same sort of value add but use less resources in the process. So, it's not exactly the same thing as sustainability, but both of those concepts are about using our resources to the best of our advantage.
Has our productivity been flat or in decline or just slowly getting better?
Our product, it hasn't been in decline. Like, productivity has been growing in New Zealand. So, we're not sort of a basket case when it comes to productivity, but, we're not that flash either. And if you compare our productivity performance to that of the sort of more leading OECD economies, we've sort of been keeping up, but there's a significant gap there. I think we're about 40% less productive than, say, the US economy, for example. And there's very little sign of that gap closing.
Keen to hear some ideas for how we might improve it. But first, what has gone wrong in your estimation?
New Zealand is quite a specific little economy. It's quite a tricky little economy to understand. There's a few, there's sort of three main reasons why productivity has been such a problem for us here. And the first is that we're just a small, isolated economy. And the problem with that is that distance, geographic distance, it sort of gets in the way of connection. So despite what we sort of like to tell ourselves, New Zealand, we're not that connected internationally. If you look at trade, for example, we don't really export. Exports and imports in New Zealand as a share of the economy is quite low compared to other economies our size.
Because it's harder to export and import, or it takes longer and it's more costly.
Distance gets in the way of connection. It makes it sort of tricky, which sort of raises the issue of digital capability. Because now we can trade products down fibre optic cables in the blink of an eye, which is exciting for New Zealand. And I think we're seeing some sort of green shoots in the economy given that. But looking back over our recent history, it's clear that distance is one reason why we've been not as productive as other economies.
Anything else? I've heard that we underinvest in...
Yeah, absolutely. That's just what I was going to say. We're also, if you'll excuse a bit of economic jargon, we're a capital shallow economy, which is another way of saying that investment in New Zealand, we haven't really, or hasn't kept up with the rapid growth that we've seen in the New Zealand labour force. The tools, the equipment that we have at our disposal when we go to work has a big impact on our productivity. And in New Zealand, that hasn't changed much, whereas other economies have gotten more, capital intensive, if you like. And the third reason, which is kind of related, is that New Zealand businesses, there's indications there that we're not so good with knowledge. And of course, knowledge, you know, in the 21st century economy, knowledge is the new oil. But if you look at things like R&D by New Zealand firms, it's a bit on the low side. If you look at management capability, you know, there's indications that it's not that flash in New Zealand. And, you know, again, that hurts us from a productivity perspective.
Okay, what goes wrong for a country when productivity is not good?
Well, I think in our case, it's sort of been a slow bleed, really. And it's, we're kind of the frog in the pot of water with the heat just getting turned up underneath it. You know, and you see gradual decline in our incomes relative to the rest of the world. So it's not a big sort of shock. It's just sort of, you know, slowly just not keeping up. And I think, you know, you don't have to go far in New Zealand to see there's plenty of deprivation in this economy across, you know, some of the communities that make up Aotearoa, New Zealand. And, you know, that's linked to a poor productivity performance. If you get productivity right, then a lot of the other economic issues that we're currently facing become a lot easier.
Mm. Dare I ask, how does Australia do?
Typically, a bit better than us. They're a significantly more productive economy than New Zealand. So, you know, there's things to learn from that. There's things to learn from all economies. I'm really looking forward to getting up to Turkey next week and sort of learning more about how they've managed to grow their productivity so quickly over recent decades.
I heard, I haven't quite got the facts right on this one, but I heard that their president is like the only person in the world that believes that, what is it, that putting interest rates up will have a positive effect on inflation. Have I got that right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
If you put interest rates up, then all the sort of, you know, investment would sort of get a little softer. Demand in the economy.
Yeah, but I read that he was like, he was the one person in the world who thought the opposite was the case.
And so they have I don't know.
No, okay.
To be honest, I know very little about Turkey. Which is
what's this event then?
Sorry?
What's this event you're going to?
They've asked me to go up there to talk with the Turkish government, essentially about how you put together a research program on productivity to find out more about it and how that research program gets linked into the public policy processes. So all the, you know, policy making sort of stuff, which is what I, you know, essentially have been trying to do here in New Zealand over the last 8 years when I was at the Productivity Commission. You know, I don't think we do it particularly well in New Zealand. I think the economics community in New Zealand, it's a bit fractured and it's a bit small. And public policy in New Zealand, to my mind at least, you know, isn't sort of based on evidence or based on the economics to the extent that it ideally would be.
Here I found out on Bloomberg, Turkey's president has revived his unorthodox theory on the relationship between prices and the cost of money. He says consumer inflation will slow down if Turkey lowers interest rates. So I think that's one random sort of theory he's got. Right. You might want to have a talk to him about that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of about the business cycle, all that sort of stuff. Whereas productivity, it's a, you know, a long run structural sort of sense. So we look at, you know, productivity dynamics over the decades more than over, you know, the next few years, which is more of that sort of interest rates, investment and inflation dynamic.
Hey, congratulations, Paul. You've just been made president of New Zealand. What are you going to do to fix our productivity?
I would think pretty hard before I'd accept that job. You know, like productivity, it's been a vexed issue for us in New Zealand. We've sort of rubbed our hands together and we used to talk about a productivity paradox and that we don't really understand why we're a low productivity economy or what policymakers should do to fix it. But I kind of push back against that. And I think after 20 years of research and debate, we do actually have a good idea of why New Zealand's a low productivity economy. And we've got a reasonably good idea of the types of policies that, you know, we could be following or pursuing to turn that around. So, you know, there's lots of stuff about a trade strategy or making investment a bit easier and more effective, you know, lifting competition in some parts of the economy, you know, strengthening the economic return from science and innovation. I've got quite a prescription there that could form the basis of an economic strategy. And the Productivity Commission has got, you know, many large volumes of very detailed policy analysis and suggestions for lifting productivity. So, you know, it's not about whether or not we know what to do. To my mind, it's about economics leadership within the public sector and ambition to get it done.
I've got an idea. It's for a new tax, and the tax will be on the profits people make on residential property. And so that will encourage them to put their money into business instead.
Sure, yeah. I think that horse has bolted, unfortunately, and we continue to be, the only country in the OECD that doesn't have a capital gains tax?
Yeah, okay, no, we won't start that one up.
Like, I should say, you know, there's nothing sort of easy about it. There's no, like, one thing that you would do all around. It's like a bunch of actions across a range of different areas. You know, we need a strategy. And we need to really push hard on it and lift productivity. We can lift productivity. It's not that we're just sort of condemned to being this low productivity, low income economy. We can and we must do better.
A CGT snafu aside, are there signs that this government is taking these recommendations and this issue seriously?
Well, the current government has said they want to create a productive, sustainable and inclusive New Zealand economy. And no, that's hard to argue with. That sounds great to me. I actually think it's more about the public sector. Like, is the public sector able to sort of do the legwork and the thinking and the research and the analysis to inform ministers of the types of things that they should be doing? You know, some days I'm optimistic that we're heading in the right direction and other days I'm not. I should also say, you know, technology is changing in ways that sort of mean, you know, the economic forces that have kept New Zealand a low productivity economy, you know, maybe loosening their grip in some parts of the economy. So, you know, I've mentioned the digital space, the kind of high tech space. You know, there are encouraging signs. So, you know, we need to grab that and, you know, figure out what we want to do and sort of encourage that growth. And, you know, a bit of focus on this issue would be great.
Great. I like the way you think. Let's make you a regular, Paul. Nice to chat to you and enjoy your time in Turkey.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Thanks very much.
Kiwi economist Paul Conway explaining productivity and maybe how to fix it.